Hey everybody, Bruce Corkill here from Embrace Where You Are and Living Every Day Like a Friday. Listen, I wanted to come on here this Sunday, and I wanted to talk to you about a topic that's kind of near and dear to me. But first, I want to make a couple announcements, and that is this Tuesday, if you happen to be a client or a member of Agency 8, I'm going to be doing the client spotlight on Tuesday at 11 o'clock a.m. And you can find that on Facebook. So if you are an Agency 8 client and you are part of their Facebook page, you can find that client spotlight, and you can tune in 11 a.m. Pacific time, or check your time frame, and you can check that out. I will be providing some insights on what I use in digital marketing and how I apply it to my business. So I hope you can tune into that. Also, I want to give a shout out to Susan Sly. Her only 4 days. We had an amazing event in Scottsdale, Arizona last month at towards the end of April. And good news is she is going to be doing that again, and she's actually going to up the seating arrangements, so there's going to be more people there next year. It's going to be the 16th through the 19th, I believe. And it's going to be down there in Scottsdale, Arizona. I think, again, I'm not sure of the venue yet. I'm sure she'll let us know that. But listen, if you want to check that out, let me know. Just reach out to me. I can provide you the information on only 4 days for 2020, but I would definitely get your tickets early. That event is already 50% sold out. So those are my two shout outs there. But I want to talk to you about something today. And I have actually, I'm going to start off with a question. My question is this: did you stop the dream, and why? Now, it's a question that is near and dear to my heart, because I think at one time when we were young kids, we had all these dreams in place. We kind of had this idea of what we wanted to do, whether, maybe you wanted to be an astronaut, or you wanted to be a police officer, or you wanted to be a firefighter, or a nurse, or a doctor, or a lawyer, whatever it was. Or maybe you wanted to start your own business. Maybe you wanted to be the next Steve Jobs. But what happens to us as we enter school? What happens to us as we get older? How does that dream flame start to die out? What happens to us? And then all of a sudden we find out that we're just kind of living day by day. So I got a question for you. What happened to your dream? Are you living your dream right now? If you are, congratulations. I would love to hear about that. So if you're friends with me on Facebook, reach out to me and let me know what your dream is and how you're living that dream. I would love to hear about that, and I'll definitely give you a shout out on one of my next podcasts. But the other thing is that if you aren't living your dream, have you decided just to settle in where you are? Are you happy where you are? Perhaps you're just going day by day, getting through the day, getting through the week, and then another week, and then another, and then pretty soon you're just getting through the month. I remember my father always told me many, many years ago, he explained the concept of, instead of getting through the day, getting from the day. In other words, I should be doing something every day that I can learn from. And he used to have me sit down and evaluate my day. This is about when I was 11 years old, he started this process. It would start by, what I was learning in school. What did I do? I had to kind of give him an accounting of my day. This is back when I was 11 years old. So I started to learn this concept of evaluating my day. Now, I've been very fortunate in my life where I have been able to live out a couple of my dreams. But I'm like everybody else. Sometimes things happen, life happens. Some of the dreams start to fade away, or you have to pivot and you have to shift. But I always think of my next dream. I always think of my next venture. Where do I want to pivot to next? What do I want to do next? I also plug into some amazing mentors, some amazing influencers who kind of keep me on target. And I would suggest this: if you had a dream one time, and if you still want to chase that dream, but for whatever reason, maybe the flame went out, but in the back of your mind, you'd say, boy, I would really like to pursue that. Well, I got good news for you. I have some amazing people that I surround myself with every day. And if you're not part of this amazing group, I would love to share it with you. And perhaps once you plug in, maybe you can start to realize your dream again. Maybe you can realize no matter where you are, it's possible. And I would encourage you to do that, because I believe that we all have a dream that was planted and seeded in our heart many, many years ago, perhaps before birth. And for some reason or other, we start to lose that. Anyway, I don't want you to think about settling where you're at. I don't think it's a concept that really provides value. Because if you're settling, I can guarantee you you're probably settling for less than what you can truly be. So my encouragement here on these podcasts is this: I want to encourage you to chase your dream. I want to inspire you to chase that business idea, to write a business plan, to put something on paper, draw it out, map it out. And, you know, perhaps if you share it with me, it may not be something that I can resonate with, but I with the influencers that I have on my path and the influencers that I'm attached to, I bet you I could point you in the right direction, okay? And sometimes that's all we need. Sometimes you need to share that dream or that business concept with someone. It may or may not be for them, but you know what? They might be able to steer you in the right direction. But here's the thing. What if Steve Jobs didn't chase his dream? Where would we be right now? I might not be able to be talking on a device right now had it not been for Steve Jobs and what he created in the smartphone industry. This is an amazing device that we use, and it's allowed a lot of entrepreneurs like myself to create and push their dreams further and farther forward than we ever thought possible. What about Thomas Edison? What about Thomas Edison? What if he'd have given up on his dream? What if he'd have given up on trying to invent the light bulb? Where would we be right now? Now, I'm sure that maybe some sort of light or some sort of instrument would have been thought of, but you know, that happened really early on. What would have happened if he had just given up and said, this is not worth it? And think about all the other amazing dreamers out there that had a dream, had a concept, and they put it to fruition. They took it to market. They had an idea. They got people to buy into that idea. A lot of people maybe thought they were crazy at first, but you know what? They kept pushing. They kept achieving. They kept creating. And you know, I love one of Steve Jobs' favorite sayings after he started Apple. And he always used to say, "I believe we can do better." And no matter what they were doing, he thought, well, you know, I think we can do better. So he was always pushing his team to create and do better things. And that's why we have some of the amazing technology that we have today. Now, there was other aspects of Steve Jobs that I probably had some issues with. But you know what? You gotta admire the guy for chasing his dream and to chasing the concept and idea that he wanted to pursue. So my concept to you is this, or my question to you is this. What could you do? What could you start tomorrow to start dreaming again? What would inspire you? Maybe you've written it down. Maybe it's a picture in front of you and you've kind of maybe shoved it in a drawer somewhere. I'm asking you to pull that dream out of the drawer. Start to think about it again. Start to think about it tomorrow on your drive to work. Start to think about it again on your way home from work. And just think about what life could be like if this or a piece of this could come to fruition for you. Now, I'm here to help you. I want to be able to point you in the right direction, because a lot of times you can't do these things on your own. And sometimes maybe you don't know who to turn to. Maybe you don't know where to go. Maybe you've tried to point this out to some people and they've told you you're crazy. But you know what? If you've pointed it out to people who are settling for less than they can be, then you're talking to the wrong people. You need to be talking to these people who are creators, who are dreamers, who are always thinking of a better way. That's right, a better way. There's a better way than the 9-to-5. There's a better way than commute traffic. There's a better way than jumping on airplanes day after day after day, going to this meeting, to that meeting, to this meeting, to that meeting. You know, there's a better way to create a lifestyle that's second to none. I'm not there yet. I'll be quite honest with you. I'll be very transparent with you. I'm working on it, but it's getting closer and closer and closer. And to tell you the truth, that's one reason why I'm doing this podcast, is because I realize that this is part of the process for me to chase my dream, for me to create, for me to continue my content, for me to be able to continue to reach out to more people. And I have to be honest with you, I am going to continue to learn. I learn every day. I'm always pushing myself to learn something new every day. Every day I'm trying to learn something. And I learn it from these amazing influences that I have in my life. And I just came across another influencer here about a week ago, and it came across by accident. I met this lady, her newsfeed came across. I plugged into her. I started listening to her. I watched a few, and I thought, wow, this gal's amazing. I'm learning a lot of things. So I'm learning some new technology as we go. So I'm always learning, even at my age. So listen, I want to end this broadcast by asking you this. When are you going to chase your dream again? It's out there. It's ready for you. That dream is still in your heart. Let's pour some water on that dream. Let's get it to bloom. Let's get it to flourish. Let's get it to take root again. Let's get it in your head. Let's get it out there so you can envision it and think it and start to live it. I'd love you to share that with me. Like I said before, if you're friends with me on Facebook, reach out to me. You can friend me on Facebook, Bruce Corkill on Facebook. I'm not at my max limit yet. Just tell me that you heard my podcast on May 19th, and I'll reach out to you. We'll have a conversation. So I would love to hear that. I'm also going to be having some amazing guests on here in the near future. So I'm trying to get some feedback on this podcast some more. But I do have some amazing guests. You will not believe the people that have offered their time to me. When they found out I was doing this podcast, they said, "Bruce, we would love to be on your program." And I was blown away by that. I mean, these are people that don't really have to give me their time. They are highly successful in their ventures. But because of how I know them and how we work together, they came to me and they said, "I would love to be on your program. If you ever want to be on your program, reach out to me and we'll schedule that out." So I have some amazing guests coming up. So listen, I'm going to end this broadcast here, but I want to close with this. I want you to start living your dream. I want you to pull it out of the drawer. I want you to envision it. I want you to start thinking about it again. I want you to embrace right where you are. I had an amazing mentor years ago who told me that you need to know where you were, know where you are now, and know where you want to go. I want you to think about that for a minute. And I want you to think about this over the next couple of days. Where were you? Where have you been? Where are you now? And where do you want to go? And you'll be amazed at what you can create for yourself. I also want you to try and live every day like a Friday. And I'm going to be talking about that a little bit more down the road. I'll be honest with you. Sometimes when I wake up in the morning, I have to think for a minute and think about what day it is because you see, I live every day as a Friday. And I'll explain that concept on my next broadcast. That's coming up next Sunday. And it'll be broadcast out through the week. So listen, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. I appreciate you all. I appreciate your time. And listen, again, embrace where you are. Live every day like a Friday. This is Bruce. I'll talk to you next Sunday. Thank you.